You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm looking at something pretty cool. I would be too scared to go into this, but apparently there's this giant donut walkway that I guess has been designed, and it's one of three designs that have been handed to the Municipal Arts Society of New York, in which it's a circular gallery that will be suspended hundreds of feet in the air between two skyscrapers, and it's going to sit above Grand Central. Apparently, New York City's Department of City Planning has this little competition going on, because they want to restore the area, according to Mail Online, to its former glory as the glittering gateway to America's commercial heartland. So you see this. Now, I haven't been to the Hoover Dam or Grand Canyon. Is it Grand Canyon or Hoover Dam? I think it's, well, no. Hoover Dam has this new pass, but the Grand Canyon, I think, has this walkway that goes out over the ledge where you could then look down into the canyon. It's safe, but I am too scared to go into it. I'm afraid of heights. I'm a workaholic and I'm afraid of heights. Those are my medical conditions and psychological issues. And so in Vegas, we have something called the Stratosphere. It's that huge tower. I don't know how many feet up into the air it is. And you can actually go on the glass and lean against it. And I get so nervous because I could swear I feel that thing sway. I get extremely nervous. And, of course, nothing's happened since it's been built. It's been around for about 20 years. But still, just being up there and looking down, I just get all nervous. But I can understand how cool that could be. And I know people are like, really, Dahlia, honestly, you don't have to be paranoid about things like that. But then again, I mean, look at this mom who thought that, you know, letting her boy be on the other side of the railing where there's a net looking at the dogs in the zoo, right, there were these wild dogs, would be safe. Kid falls, bounces off the net, dogs eat him. I mean, you know, things do happen. And I just don't want to be up between two skyscrapers when they do. Anyway, Grand Central Station is apparently America's sixth most popular tourist attraction. 20 more million visitors a year. I just saw people just drive through Grand, you know, or they just, you know, their trains go through Grand Central Station, right? And then you hop on another train. Grand Central Station was built in 1871. You know, my favorite show now, it's a miniseries, The Men Who Built America. Was it Vanderbilt that started building Grand Central Station? I think so. I think it was Vanderbilt. Anyway, the New York Central Railroad in 1871 built it. Then it was rebuilt in 1913, remains the largest train station in the world. 44 platforms, 67 tracks running along them. Now, this landmark having this big donut above it, I mean, if it'll attract more people to see it, I think that's great. I know the One World Trade Center that is being built out of Ground Zero, that's a phenomenal building. For those of you that ever do go to New York, you know, go near Wall Street. It's you can even see it from Battery Park. It's exquisite, you know. And so, you know, good for New York for continuing to build. I know they have this bad storm coming their way, a lot of winds, a lot of rain coming their way. Again, power to everybody over there and our prayers, especially with, you know, the Hurricane Sandy aftermath. Okay, so many of us throughout the rest of the country are dealing with our own aftermath. I understand that many of you were shocked by last night's results. I was braced. I told you guys, you know, we may need to brace ourselves for this. You know, I kind of had the idea that, you know, many voters that don't pay taxes would obviously use their ability to vote somebody in that's going to raise taxes on those of us that do pay taxes. And I think we saw this coming. What I've been very disappointed with are people starting to now blame, each other. People are blaming Romney. People are blaming Ryan. People are blaming Governor Christie. And people are blaming the libertarian, I guess, who was running around out there. But, I mean, Obama won by more than I think any little thing that happened, you know, or any of these things happened combined. All right. We live in a country, and this is something we need to realize, where, you know, people like the idea of, you know, honing in on a particular population and it helping the majority. And majority rules. And that's what happened yesterday. Now, if the majority of people want Obamacare, let them have it. All right? I think they're going to realize that Obamacare is not what they want. And that's where we're going to go. For those of us that don't want Obamacare, we're going to be stuck. All right? And I've talked about things you could do. We've already prepared you on what to do with the Medicare shortage of doctors. Told you where to go to find a Medicare doctor. We talked about finding the young ones who graduated. All right? They're very good doctors. Most of them, though, because they were credentialed with Medicare, took care of Medicare patients throughout their residency, will still take Medicare. You know, we talked about, you know, finding a doctor that you like, that hopefully likes you, and coming up with a plan, if you do have Medicaid, on how you'll be able to sneak in, because we know many offices, once they hear you have Medicaid, say, sorry, nothing available for the next couple months. You know, as problems come up, we're going to knock them out of the ballpark. And that's what we're going to have to do. Now, there should be some good. You know, remember I told you guys, find five things, write five things down that's positive about Obama winning the presidency. And I know many of you, you know, wrinkled up the piece of paper and threw it at the radio. But, you know, you sitting here depressed and brooding over the presidential win, it's not going to help. Okay, think of five positive things that could come out of this next 4 years. Because you need to think positively. We spent a significant amount of time on anger management, you know, earlier this hour. And one part of anger management was, you know, coming up with solutions. And that's another thing. I want you to channel any of that negative energy to creative forces. Okay? We've got a lot of medical news, a lot of news to talk about. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm eating Greek yogurt for lunch every day. So I apologize. I got some of the granola stuck in my mouth. Trying to get it out of my teeth. You know how granola, piece of granola likes to get stuck up there in the gum? And then you're on the radio, and you either have to sound like you're still eating and chewing the granola, or just try to cover it up, or you just tell everybody about it and bore them to death. I just needed you to know I'm not sitting there, you know, pigging out on a ho-ho. I'm trying to do my yogurt diet. I don't think it's working. Nothing ever seems to work, especially with when I went to comfort food this week with the elections. Boy, did I go to comfort food. Man, when you're stressed. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, who airs our show live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. A big thanks to XM Satellite, who also airs the show, as well as multiple affiliates. Apparently, Nor'easter is the storm that is, expected to hit. And I think from what I understand, has already hit with rain and snow on the East Coast. But a mobile emergency department has actually opened its doors. This is very interesting. It's hosted by Hackensack University Medical Center in Hackensack, New Jersey. The New Jersey Mobile Satellite Department has been deployed twice already in the past week and a half at the request of the state health department. The mobile ER is made up of 15 trucks, three large ones used as treatment areas. There are also special trucks that produce oxygen, and they interconnect the vehicles. The trucks are full-service ERs with the monitor beds, ultrasound capabilities, pharmaceuticals. They have doctors, nurses, technicians. In a 24-hour period, the service costs about $15,000. And they look pretty good. They really do. From what I understand, their 43-feet-long trucks were designed as a prototype 5 years ago, funded by the Department of Defense, and to be designed and built as the hospital saw fit. I would have loved to help design that. That would have been fun. They said these can be rapidly deployed within an hour of driving to a place. We designed them in a way that they could be maneuvered in urban and suburban areas and set up quickly. The first time the mobile ER was deployed this year, it was to New Jersey, Somerset County, the Sunday before Sandy made landfall. In 2011, the country was flooded by Hurricane Irene, and medical personnel were unable to move in and out of the area. So they had the mobile ER already there. They pre-deployed. Smart move. Okay, nice to pre-think this out. Okay? Apparently, the initial ambulance got stuck in the mud. They had to transfer a patient to a police vehicle. Then another ambulance brought her to the site, and they were, you know, et cetera. So, you know, you need to always plan that if there are disasters, your emergency personnel can't get there. You know, that was a big problem that we had with Hurricane Sandy. Like, all right, well, I'll stay in my house because, or same thing with Katrina, because if there is an issue, not a big deal. We have the greatest police force. We have the greatest, you know, fire department, great first responders, ambulance, et cetera. But you have to remember, in a situation like this, if the first responders can't get to you, you're stuck. That's why whenever they say evacuate, evacuate. Don't, you know, don't mess around. Now, these mobile ERs has already piqued a lot of interest. From what we understand, many, many medical centers as well as government agencies are interested in these. I think this is huge. But keep in mind, what did they say? It costs $15,000 per day to run. Okay, now, that actually is cheaper than a normal ER. True, they can only take care of a few patients. But the fact that they have these transient, local, mobile ER facilities, I think it is absolutely brilliant. So keep it coming. That's exactly the ingenuity we need. You know, one thing we had discussed in the previous hour, the previous hours of the show, and I started to talk about it yesterday, I started to talk about it in the previous segment, was how this is the time for you all to be creative, okay? And I'm not saying creative bad, you know, I mean, doing things illegal. I'm saying creative good, all right? When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. For some of you, you're really happy Barack Obama got reelected. Good for you. Congratulations. For many of us, okay, we are extremely disappointed because these last 4 years have been horrible. We really don't want to see another 4 years. Okay, and we don't think Obama's policies are going to take us out of it. But remember, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Your job, the people that are going to be successful psychologically, financially, are going to be the ones that will know how to make lemonade out of this situation. All right? There has to be something. Now, I'm not very good at, you know, coming up with ideas for new businesses. But like, let's say, for example, okay? For example, if you already foresee that there's going to be patients that don't take Medicare or Medicaid, all right, then you would think a good business model, okay, while we're going to have a system flooded with Medicaid patients and doctors not wanting to take it, would be to come up with some sort of a model where these Medicaid patients can get health care at a, either, I don't want to say a mobile site, but, you know, for example, you know, you would think a physician would capitalize on that, right? Or a nurse practitioner or some sort of medical facility was capitalized on that, saying, this is where you go. You know, now that Obamacare is going to be insuring extra people with Medicaid, assuming the states don't go broke before they could pay for it. If you can't get into Medicaid, into a clinic because you have Medicaid, we offer 24-hour Medicaid care. All right. Something like that would be probably a brilliant business move on somebody's part. Right. Just like with this, I mean, obviously hurricanes happen, natural disasters happen, then fine. Make sure you deploy these units. You could sell these units to multiple facilities. This looks like it would be an absolute gold mine. People are aging. We have baby boomers. A lot of baby boomers now, hitting Social Security age. Many of them have arthritis. We're outliving our heart attacks. We're beating cancer. But arthritis is still taking us down. Arthritis is still slowing us down and also making me stutter. And I finally got the last piece of the granola out. Thank you guys for being patient with that one. Oh, no, found another one. So you would think, okay, well, what do we have? We have an aging population. All right, this is the time to figure out how to make hearing aids cheaper. Figure out how to improve arthritis, how to help people with arthritis, hire toilet seats, different type of chairs, unique exercise bicycles, etc. You know, what you should be doing right now is after you finish your weeping and you're crying, and it's okay to cry and be upset, now be innovative. Okay, your job right now is to think of things that you could do, that you could, hedge your portfolio so that, you know, if you do lose your job because a recession doesn't improve, you got something else going. But this is the time when innovation and ideas spring forth. Okay, don't sit in a rut. Channel that negative energy to something creative. All right, I know many of you want to write a book. Great. All right. There's always a market for books. Yeah, we got a lot of books out there. We have a lot of books out there. But if that helps you cope, your book may be a bestseller. All right. You know, make some music, write a song, do something creative. But wallowing in self-pity because we have a situation that we don't think we could get out of. Start taking baby steps to get out of that situation. Okay. Looks like in terms of arthritis, FDA has approved a new arthritis drug. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, Pfizer has a new drug for rheumatoid arthritis. We talked about rheumatoid arthritis. This is a very debilitating autoimmune disease where you end up fighting your joints, basically, and your joints become decrepit. And many of these medications for rheumatoid arthritis are extremely expensive. This one as well. From what we understand, this Xeljanz medication would likely cost $2,500 a year. We do have Humira. We have Enbrel. We have Remicade. They block a protein called tumor necrosis factor. Unfortunately, some of these medications can also put you at risk for cancer and opportunistic infections when they do block some of your immune system. But remember, rheumatoid arthritis is a disease where your body's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy tissue. Therefore, you're having the arthritis. So, of course, these medications decide to go after, inflammatory cells. So at least we got another drug, hopefully, on the way for rheumatoid arthritis. $25,000 a year, though. Can you believe it? Many of us in the medical community are concerned what's going to happen with pharmaceutical companies now that Obamacare is going to move forward. Obamacare moving forward scares a lot of us. We need these pharmaceutical companies to continue the research and making drugs, but we need cheaper drugs. So I think only the big drug companies are going to survive over the next couple years. And it'll be interesting to see what happens monopoly-wise. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, DOCDALI. I'm going to keep blaming my granola. As I eat on break, I put more granola in my mouth. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, Randall from Tampa writes, we need to blame the Republicans for the poor job they did in this election, so we can learn from our mistakes and win in 2016. Okay, I get it. I haven't watched TV too much this morning. So my guess, Randall, is you're probably watching Fox. You're probably watching CNN. And they're probably reviewing what went wrong. I mean, remember, it's news. Okay? Just because the election's over doesn't mean these media outlets can won't capitalize on it. Okay? Now they're going to capitalize on what the Republicans did wrong. If Obama had lost, we would have been hearing stories on, well, you know, he messed up with Benghazi, he messed up with the economy, he messed up with this, messed up with this. Now, one of the reasons why people are hashing it out, it is, again, it's all a part of the grieving process. It's all a part of the anger management process. Okay, what did we do wrong? Again, you got to be careful of blame. All right. I'm seeing these posts on Facebook. I'm seeing these posts on Twitter. I'm seeing your emails. You guys are furious with some of the congressional candidates, furious with Governor Christie, furious with Romney. And, you know, I kind of look at it as if we lost and we lost this bad, it would have happened despite, you know, Governor Christie thanking Obama for helping him during Hurricane Sandy. Honestly, I mean, if we're at the point where a housewife, and this is who they are allegedly saying, caused Republicans to lose the vote. This is who they're saying. I don't believe it because I know a lot of women who, you know, voted conservative. But honestly, if a housewife was watching the news in the last few days, saw Governor Christie say, "Thank you, Obama, you did an outstanding job," and she goes, "Oh, I'm going to vote for Obama," I really think then this country's in trouble. I mean, that means we failed weeks ago with campaigning. Honestly, I think the election was decided. I still want to find out what the heck is going on with all these absentee ballots. I can't tell you how many of my patients have people overseas, people out of the country, etc., and their absentee ballot they got way over the time limit when they were able to send it back. And you're like, really? Really? So from what I understand, a lot of the absentee ballots was a complete cluster. And that, I think we do need to investigate. If there is election fraud and half-assed sending out of the absentee ballots so people overseas, I've known people in, whose kids are doing missions. They're on their mission, so they're overseas. They couldn't get their absentee ballots, and those that did, it was too late to send back. Okay, that kind of stuff is baloney. It really is. I already discussed what I think went wrong with a couple of the congressional candidates when they were asked how they feel on abortion. Rather than taking the political issue and answering on the political issue, whether it be, you know, I don't think taxpaying dollars should go to that. I don't think the government could force people to choose to pay for an abortion for somebody else. I think government should stay out of it. I mean, whatever they could have said politically about abortion would have been a lot better than sitting there hashing out their personal religious beliefs. I think that was a big mistake, and that's something we could learn from. Do I think they lost the presidential election? No. Do I think they messed up their own careers? Yeah, and they did, and you saw that. All right? You know, many of us are religious. Many of us feel one way or another. But when it comes to politics, you give a political answer, an honest political answer on how you would handle an issue politically. You do not have to, as a congressman, senator, etc., go into what you personally believe. Imagine what the media would do if Obama actually sat down and answered questions. Does he believe there's a heaven? Does he believe there's a hell? Does he believe white people are going to heaven with him or Jews? Does he believe? Imagine if he sat there and answered his deepest convictions to the media. He would be completely fried and crucified. So why were Republican candidates doing that? All right. How do you feel on abortion? I feel taxpaying dollars shouldn't go to it. No, but how do you personally feel? I personally don't feel our taxpayers should be forced to pay something they don't believe in. It's religious bombardment on that case. If a person is for abortion, if the person is against abortion, it'd be up to them if their taxpaying dollars go to it. Right. I mean, you see what I mean? You don't have to go into your personal convictions if you think it's a life, if you think God wants that life to happen, and so he created the events for that to happen, because then you're going to get caught looking like a complete idiot, right, when it comes to comments on rape, etc. So, you know, I understand, Randall, what you're talking about. There is a lot we could learn about what happened this election, but I think it should be approached, all right, how are we going to learn? You know, this is what we talked about when some of you were writing or calling in about how upset you were when you lost your job. One of the things that frustrated you is you couldn't have done anything differently. Okay? It makes us feel better thinking there was something we could have done differently. Whether it really would have done anything or not, who knows? But what has really angered a lot of my listeners are those who lost their job when they did everything right. They never called in sick. They got raises, promotions. They had great reviews from their from their bosses. And they ended up working themselves, working up the corporate ladder safely, judiciously, expeditiously. And then the recession comes and whoever made X amount of money got canned. That really bothered you guys, because now that you are in a new job and a new company, A, you got to start over from scratch. B, what do you do? Do you, you know, stay under the radar and not make the raises so you aren't the first one let go? Or do you go back with the same integrity and the same work ethic and then get stung later? That's what frustrated many of you over these last few years. So many people right now who thought that the Republican campaign was was executed perfectly are like, okay, wait a second. If this didn't work, what's wrong? Well, some of the commentators on CNN and Fox were saying what's wrong is that the Republicans aren't capturing the Latino vote, the women vote, etc. To me, I thought they did. Most of the Latinos I know, most of the women I know, voted for Romney, or they said they did. But, identifying what you could do to improve yourself, I'm for. I think that's phenomenal. Absolutely, go for it. But playing the blame game, that is misusing your anger, and that is just trying to make you feel better at somebody else's expense. Did Governor Christie have to say, oh, Obama is outstanding? I mean, was Obama specifically that outstanding? I don't know. I look at it as Obama did his job, but I also look at it as, you know, honestly, you have almost a whole state underwater. You know, the governor of the state wanting help, wanting people to unify in a crisis. Fine. If you feel the president helped you, calling it, great. That's fine. I mean, if you're going to call like it is, I respect that. But you're going to see people for the next few days, a lot of anger, a lot of hatred, people thinking of revenge. I can't tell you some of the things I've seen people say, which is some pretty scary stuff, like hoping bad things happen to certain people because of this election. No. Do not let this election turn you into a bad person. All right. You always need God on your side. You always need good karma. So you becoming a bad person, wishing ill on certain people because of this, it's not going to change the situation. Revenge may make you feel like it's going to feel better, but it's not in the long run. All right, getting out of this, channeling this momentum, channeling your anger into creative energy, coming up with ideas, that's going to make you feel better. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Next time you guys are on Facebook, just fiddling around, find the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. Don't forget, we are also going to Alaska in June. Many of us need this break, especially after this very, very long year. Go to our website to check that out so you could sign up so we could go to Alaska. My website is drdahlia.com. By the way, when you do visit the website, don't forget to sign into our guest book. Always nice to see who's listening, where you guys are listening from, and why you chose our show. Honestly, you have a lot of choices out there. I'm so honored that you guys listen to our show. Thank you so much. So I guess this huge executive, an executive at a huge consumer goods company told a conference that food is too cheap and that far too much food is being wasted as a result. Jan-Kees Viz, the Global Director for Sustainable Sourcing Development at Unilever, said that half of all the food that is purchased in the city of London is never eaten. This comes from Daily Mail. He added that consumers and catering firms do not put enough value on the food that they buy. Even though the cost of meals and snacks, supermarkets, takeaways, restaurants, etc., they say a big factor is why we waste so much food is that the food has become too cheap. If it weren't too cheap, we wouldn't waste so much of it. Now, RAP, the Food Waste Group, says, and this is a study out of Great Britain, so I don't have American results, but they say Great Britain's throw 7.2 million tons of household waste each year. All right, 4.4 million tons of this is actual edible food. Now, we do have a growing global population. Prices are rising, and, of course, people in poor, innocent countries, you know, poor, underdeveloped countries, you know, they're probably watching us throw our food away, and it probably kills them. And, I mean, it's true. We waste a lot of food. I hate that, like my kids. They'll eat a banana. I'll tell them to eat a banana. They hate eating their bananas. So they eat a banana. They take a couple bites, and then they try to hide the rest, you know, in the casing, the skin, the peel of the banana, and throw it out. And they're wasting two-thirds of the banana. I yell at them. I hate the fact that they waste food. And I just get that from my mom, who got it from her grandmother, who grew up in the Depression. So we just still have that long line, you never waste food. Now, we started to change with how we spoke to our kids, because remember, we always had to finish the food on our plate. Okay? We weren't supposed to waste food when we were kids. And what ended up happening is rather than pushing the plate away with our food, many of us as kids and then as adults with kids, unfortunately trained us towards becoming more obese by saying you got to finish all the food on your plate. Now, in my family, we don't do that. We tell them to finish their vegetables. If they don't want to eat the other stuff, not a big deal. I love leftovers. We don't waste food in our house because I love leftovers. So I don't even care if it's a half-eating chicken leg with their spit on it. I wipe it off and I'll eat it the next day. But, you know, for many other people, they're taught, okay, I'm just not going to eat this. I'm going to throw the rest away. That's another reason why I say if you're ever dieting, get a to-go box if you go out to a restaurant so you don't have to leave, you know, let the food just go to the garbage. What you do is you take that to-go box, put half of the food in that to-go box, and then what you get to do is have that as a meal the next day. This way you aren't wasting the food. But it is true. You know, leftovers, and I also see, I mean, you know, I have a huge problem with hamburgers being $9.75. And what the restaurant says is, yeah, but it's a big burger. You know, we're probably going to have to go back to smaller portion sizes, but with smaller portion sizes, smaller prices. And maybe we do have to go down that path. Honestly, because we are just eating too much. Looks like, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Nancy Pelosi's home in Napa was broken into when she was campaigning in Washington. I don't believe anybody was home at the time. Napa County Sheriff's Department has confirmed a break-in in the home on Zinfandel Lane near St. Helena. Really? Are there streets named after alcohol? That's kind of interesting. That's cool. No one was home at the time of the break-in. They said at about 2:50 in the afternoon, they found smashed glass in the front door at a separate pool house. No suspects have been identified. We don't know if anything was taken. Oh, my, her house is nice. Oh, it looks huge. I see a tennis court. I see a lot of trees. The alarm was tripped. All right. Yeah, they say Nancy Pelosi, really her not having control in the house. Her career's probably over. I think she's still around for a little while longer in terms of being there in Washington. I don't know if she was up for election or not. I wasn't following that. California did vote to keep the death penalty. Apparently, campaigners said the death penalty is costing too much money. It's costing the state millions of unnecessary costs. California did, though, keep the measure to force porn film stars to use condoms. 55.9% voted for condom use in all porn films. Only in California would you see something like that on the ballot. Porn industry, of course, are probably upset, but I guess they want to stop spread of communicable disease. I think that's fine. I'm just surprised that the porn industry is as, you know, I always thought the porn industry was something that you just never know about. You know it's there, right? You don't really care that it's there. But apparently the porn industry is, I mean, just, you know, as active as the movie industry out there, I guess. Probably even bigger, if you think about it. They're doing well in this recession. So I guess the opposition. Why would the adult film industry have a problem with that? One, costume design. Two, they say the measures passing would steer porn production companies outside of the city, stealing business. Now, I live in Nevada. I don't think we have a lot of porn going on here, but my guess is they would come to Nevada. The three strikes reform measure they had, where the three strikes law, they say California voters, I guess they wanted to soften this. It gives longer sentences to habitual criminals. The three strikes reform measure had received over 68% of the vote after two-thirds of precincts had declared the victory. Now, that was very frustrating. We'd see 1% of precincts reporting, and they would say, and Wisconsin goes to Obama. And we were like, what? What's going on? I don't get it. For those of you that kind of need the count, Senate Democrats will be holding 51 seats. Republicans will be holding 45 seats. Republicans have 30 of the governorships. In terms of the House, Republicans do hold control, 232 seats over 191. Obama did win with 303 electoral votes. Romney's 206. I still don't think we have Florida at this time. I mean, when I went to bed last night, from what I understand, Romney was still ahead in Florida. Boy, I still haven't, haven't been able to form my thoughts, collect my thoughts on what I should instruct you guys to do with Obamacare. We've always kind of had that hope that Obamacare would be repealed. And I guess what's going to happen is there's going to be a wait and see approach. And as things happen, unfortunately, as negative things happen, we're going to be too late in instilling measures. One such thing is the lack of employment. I mean, that's a huge issue where many employers, especially with the news of today, we saw the stock market drop considerably plunge. And I'm sure many of employers are like, I'm not hiring. And I'm really nervous about that, extremely nervous about that. Let's just hope that the economy progresses anyway and employers will hire because they need to meet demand. And hopefully that demand will be lucrative enough such that they won't be afraid to hire more people to pay for Obamacare and their insurance. I don't know, though. Everybody I've talked to, they're at a standstill, a complete standstill. All right, guys, we're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow. Please phone in, even if we're offline, with your concerns, 1-877-DocDahlia, or email us at drdahlia.com. If you miss any of today's show, go to my website and hit on demand. All right, guys, you take care and be safe out there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.